Friday, it's 2/21/14. So that would put us well beyond the two-thirds month, the two-thirds...
February's almost over.
The four-week month, exactly. So 28 days, what's the old expression, April... Hey, what is it? 30 days,
know.
Half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year, and they have 29 or something.
I don't know. All I know is I'm a little sad because my birthday month is coming to a close.
Oh, Jennifer, what a shame. Oh, you poor thing. Oh.
There's still a week to go.
There's still a week, so send your cards and letters.
Okay, Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. You can reach us at 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684 for comments on items that we are talking about that are in the news. We present you with facts. And then we present you with fiction, and you figure out which is which. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. It's Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. No reason for frustration on your part. If you want to express yourself, my golly, we've got the way for you to do it. A lot of things going on. Let's talk about the Olympics for a minute in terms of updating. They're just getting underway. The women's freestyle skiing is starting. What is it? What's the event here? Skiing cross? What is that?
So it's like skiing, but you're racing. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Ma. Hi, Dad. How's the brother doing?
So it's you're basically racing down a track, but
your
cousin
not, listening to him, and I want to know if your cousin's listening.
Probably not. No. He's probably maybe hungover in college. Maybe not.
Really?
I'm not alleging anything.
Okay, let's go.
Snowboard and ski cross. They're two fairly new sports. You're skiing down a track. It's got banks and it's got jumps. It's really high pace, heavy action.
You know what? To really test somebody's mettle, why don't they ski uphill?
Yeah, uphill skiing.
They actually do that. It's called Nordic Combined, and it's not nearly so much fun to watch. Yeah. It's pretty slow, and they do it over long, grueling distances.
Pretty much like the whole Olympic.
Yeah. Oh, Doug, you're so bad.
Thank you.
So that's the ski cross, the women's ski cross has actually just ended, and that's caused some shuffle up at the top of the standings. Canada took gold and silver in the women's ski cross, and that bumps them all the way up to third with 22 total medals now. That bumps the Netherlands down to fourth, tied with 22, but they have two less gold medals.
Everybody wants to know whether the Americans are still in first place. They don't care about anything else.
The Americans are still in first place. We're going strong, we are still on pace to pick up a medal every day that the Olympics occur. Yeah,
which would be a first. Curling, the men's curling goes on later on. That's kind of like watching paint dry.
Oh no!
People love curling.
Oh, there is a great curling
because
match going on.
Throw it.
There's a great curling match going on right now as we speak. That's just about to finish up, but it's too close to call. It could go either way between China and Sweden. The bronze medal game.
I didn't know China were big curlers.
Neither did I, but they've made a very good showing of themselves. It's really been a great game. The accuracy that the people that are throwing. The rocks is just tremendous. If you want to watch it on mute while you're listening to us, I wouldn't blame you. I'm just saying.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say there's a great curling match going on right now.
Yeah.
No, never heard that.
Well,
you're welcome.
All right, let's take a shot at the Chinese in another area. That's enough on the Olympics. There is a report that's out this week from the Agriculture Department about Chinese beef, which, interestingly enough, was banned by the federal government. In other words, we're not supposed to have any Chinese beef in our country. But guess what, boys and girls?
There's
Chinese beef in America. As a matter of fact, according to the report that's out this week, 59 tons of the stuff have made it in, and the FDA looked the other way. I'm sorry, the USDA. I got to find.
It is USDA for beef. It's USDA.
Well, I think the FDA is somehow involved in this scam as well. But the reason that they licked the other way is because the processors, the beef people, have so influenced what's going on at the USDA that the USDA just said, we didn't see that. And yet the report suggests the USDA knew exactly what was going on. And not only do they know, they in present know that this is going on because they're still bringing this stuff in. This is butchered beef that gets put onto a ship in some cold storage area and brought over here. But there are all kinds of things that have been discovered in the beef. And the USDA said you can't use it, but yet they violated their own rules by allowing the stuff to come in, or knowingly allowing the stuff to come in. So there's no inspector at the port where it came in. Nobody's asking why do we have this. You know, they put the stuff, you know, those boxes they put on, the trailer boxes they put on these shipping, the container ships go across the ocean, and then they get into port, like at Long Beach, for example. There are these big cranes that take the boxes off, and they put them on the back of truckers, make an 18-wheeler out of it, and they distribute whatever is in there to wherever it's supposed to go. So they have a refrigerated locker, they put the stuff in there. But the fact that we have Chinese beef, when the USDA said it was illegal to bring it in, and the USDA knows it's coming in, and we don't know where it went once it got here, it's pretty, I would say that was pretty damning, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
When we have all this discussion about the administration wanting to monitor what goes on in the newsrooms, that's pretty important, right? That really, really important to our reality here in America. We need to have the government telling the folks in the newsrooms of the radio and television stations around the country what to do, or at least intimidating them enough so that you know what they want as priorities.
Now here's your broadcast with Tokyo Rose.
Yeah. Where is Tokyo Rose? She's telling me she's probably not around.
No.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we might want to have a little conference on that at some point in time, but I wanted to bring that to your attention because as I got on the plane last night to come back to California, I had three or four farm papers with me, and I determined I wanted to read them in preparation for my next edition. There's a one-hour weekly radio program that I've started that you can hear at talkers.com. Actually, it's Talkers Radio at talkers.com, and it's an hour about the American family farmer. And so it's going to be, you can tell what my next what the program
I know what your next topic
is
will be.
Going to be about. That's for sure. And we're so foolish in this country. We really are. We're blinded. Remember that song, Man for Man, Blinded by the Light?
Yep.
Yeah. And that pretty much applies here. We're blinded, and not necessarily by our own light. Somebody else's. 14 after the hour. It's the Friday Good Day program. What's the news? What the heck is cooking?
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, baby. How's mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath. Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Marabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
All right, we have 18, almost 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program Friday, the end of a week. And it's been the greatest week for me. How's it been for you, Jennifer?
It's been okay, Dougie. Better than your week, I think.
Yeah. Kenny has some more comments. For those of you who wonder what I'm talking about, if you haven't been around the last, I guess, 48 hours, on Wednesday, I had a, this is what would be described best as a tragedy on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. A roof collapsed on one of the area's feedlot area, and a couple of cows were killed. Couple more pretty seriously injured. Jennifer and I were just talking about this. Sort of the update here is that four or five of the cows that were hurt are okay. There are a couple, after spending time with them yesterday, that I'm pretty concerned about. One of them especially, who got hit right across the head. I mean, really got hit hard. And she's having a hard time. She's breathing okay. They said, I have actually... a lady called me yesterday. I've gotten so many calls. My God, thank you all.
And the outpouring of support
has
been
calls.
Really
Jennifer
amazing.
Said sometimes things like this, it affects people more than somebody some person dying when you see animals like this who really can't control. We can sort of control our destiny and our fate, and these animals can't in this circumstance. So that's why I think there's so much interest. But the picture that gets me each time I look at it is a cow that was uplifted. When you see her on the lull being lifted up and moved around, and the expression on her face.
What the heck is going on?
This is a cute cow. She's in her second lactation.
She's cute.
She's a good cow. She's okay. Anyway, but the people who are calling and offering help, much appreciated. You can get sort of the updates by going to eastleafarm.com. I think we have a button on the Doug Steffen website for you to go there. But Kenny, what do you have from Facebook? I don't mind asking if you want to give us an update, because a lot of people want to get what other people are saying about this.
Sure. We posted late yesterday. You may have missed it, but there's a picture of Doug with some of his cows that was taken. I guess this was taken yesterday before you left to come back here. So you can see that. There's lots of comments. I don't know how to pronounce this name. Is it Grandillo or Grandillo?
If it's probably Grandillo from Tiffin.
Nancy.
I'm gonna get,
yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Nancy says the Tiffin Grandillos are thinking of you, and then she says always buy local.
That's she's with us on that one. Yeah, he's well, never mind. We didn't get into what his story is, but thank you very much. Appreciate it. What else have you got?
Michael wants to know how the rescued ones are doing. He says, I know they don't do stress very well.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't respond well because they're creatures of such habit, and so when anything gets changed, it really throws them off. And this certainly is a wild change for him. So thank you again. 21 after the hour, this is Doug's Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour now, a lady singing on American Idol last night, one of the contestants named Jenna Irene, singing an original song. Did you like it?
Not bad. A little depressing.
I tried to save you once, but not enough.
Kind of like a cross between Sinead O'Connor and Alanis Morissette, I think.
You really think so?
Well, in not a good way.
Yeah. Not much about that that I find interesting. Let's not burden the audience with that going into their ears any longer. Some of these contestants just are just bad. And that's really why the ratings
And these
go
are the
down.
Good contestants. These are the top 10.
Hasn't The Voice get started on Monday again? Right. Christina Aguilera is pregnant, by the way. Do you know that?
She sure is. Came
How
out
do you
yesterday.
Know? Sure. Does she look it?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in the media for a little while, but I think she probably is starting to show, or she wouldn't have told you right away.
Uh-huh. So she's going to have been, her boyfriend is going to make an honest woman out of her?
Yeah, they announced that they were getting engaged last week.
Isn't that
week.
An interesting expression? I'm going to make an honest woman out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Just marriage does that? Really?
It's a little old-fashioned.
Huh. Yeah, it is a little old-fashioned. Okay, late-night shows, Conan O'Brien first, then Jimmy Fallon with some laughs.
An initiative has been proposed that would divide California into six separate states. Yeah. The new states would include West California, Central California, and Kardashia. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian are all unveiling a line of clothing for girls. Yeah, the Kardashians said, we want to inspire women of all ages with the message that if you set your mind to it, there's no one you can't do.
New report just came out that some companies, especially tech companies, are not hiring enough female employees. The guys who run tech companies say that they'd love to hire more women, or talk to them, or meet them, or even see one up close. But anyway,
what's your name? Can I tweet a photograph of us?
Sounds like one of the episodes of Suits that I saw on the plane last night as well. That's an interesting show. You ever watch that, Jennifer?
I've never seen it. No, you like it?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's quite an interesting show. Kenny, you ever watch it?
I haven't. I've seen the ads for it, but just never
it's an interesting,
never worked out time-wise.
It's a soap opera, basically, about a law office. It's quite well done. All right, so television aside, well, no, let's not put it aside yet, because I want you to listen to Wendy Williams for a minute. Wendy has one of the best daytime talk shows around, and she likes to answer audience members' questions about issues. So here you're going to hear her discussing how to get a lady whose husband doesn't want to help around the house to, in fact, help around the house.
So my husband and I, we've been married for 4 years. Mm-hmm. We both work full-time, but he uses his full-time job as an excuse not to clean. And I feel like I have to clean up everything all the time. I even went on strike, and he refused to wash one dish.
How long was the strike?
It was for almost 2 weeks. And wow. He refused. Like, I had to buy, like, styrofoam plates. Like, he just refused. Socks, everything. everywhere. He wouldn't do anything.
Oh.
How do I get my husband to clean up?
Well, apparently he's not going to, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Look, was he like this when he was a single guy and you guys were dating? Like, you saw glimpses? Don't be embarrassed.
I did. I saw some glimpses.
All right.
That's all of
it. Can you afford a housekeeper once a week?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then you have to have a conversation with your husband and let him know. You know, and remind him that you went on strike and he still did nothing, that you need help around the damn house.
It's so nice to have a man around the house, doodly-doo.
Not for her.
No. Can you imagine somebody being that bold? As there, I don't even, in my life, I don't understand that kind of a relationship. I don't know why you'd be in that kind of relationship, but that's just me. I don't understand how husbands say, I'm not going to do that, or wives. I mean, if you love somebody, then you do what you can to help them as much as you can. And if you're not in that kind of relationship, then what the heck are you married for? Why are you with that person? Would be my question. I think that
doesn't seem like a true partnership.
No, not at all. 28 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, why are 1 in 3 black men in several southern states forever denied the right to vote?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Should 6 million ex-felons who paid their debt to society be permanently denied the right to vote?
I think the purpose of jail is not to rehabilitate people, but to punish them. And once you're done with your punishment, you're done with your punishment and should be introduced back into society. It's been a cop-out by Democrats and Republicans for a very long time. They would rather throw people in jail for drug addiction than deal with the addiction and the cost of rehabilitating people.
You know, a lot of Republicans right now are in some ways ahead on this issue. There are some Republicans who are pushing through new legislation to prevent felons from voting with the express purpose of holding down Democratic turnout.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body in homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, chatting and chewing about the items of interest and the import. I was mentioning a few minutes ago to Jennifer Horn, who's here along with Ken Kessler, that it's happy time for Christina Aguilera. She will be back on The Voice next week as it gets back onto TV. She and her boyfriend announced this week that she is pregnant. What is it with
together
people
a
say,
long time?
We're pregnant. You hear that?
Well, because you want it to be like we're going through this together. It's kind of a new agey feel good kind of thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So get out of that waiting room, like on I Love Lucy, and step
Lucy,
right into the
fire.
Lucy,
we got a problem here. A lot of people this week talked about Jimmy Fallon taking over the Tonight Show. Kenny, did you watch it? Any of the Tonight Show this week?
Yeah, I've watched bits and pieces of it.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I like it, but I've liked Jimmy Fallon. I liked on his late night show.
Yeah,
and it's very similar.
So do you like it? Do you post
things.
A like next to
yeah.
the Facebook page?
Yes.
I like you. All right. What about you, Jen? Jen,
I have not seen anything of the show, but I have. I feel like we do because we play a lot of it back here. You know, especially that first
day. Yeah, bits
day.
And pieces. Yeah,
we play it back, and you see the viral videos, and it, you know, I respect the fact that everything he's done this week has gone viral.
Yeah,
and I think. I mean, I've liked Jimmy Fallon in his own show. Do I think he is going to make the Tonight Show as accessible for everyone as Jay Leno did? No. But I think he will bring in some younger viewers. It's just, are those younger viewers going to watch every single day? That's going to be right. the question as he moves on.
And Jimmy Kimmel trying to make himself relevant this week behind the Wolf. What would you call that?
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed with these. He does these prank videos.
Well, he thinks he's so cute.
And I'm hook, line, and sinker. I mean, I reported that Wolf video yesterday like a dummy because it looks real and it goes out on Twitter. There's no way that you would know that it wasn't real. And then he comes out with these prank videos. It's just...
It's like a kid in the third grade wanting to get attention from his teacher.
I know.
Look
like
at me,
Ken
here
said,
I am.
Like Ken
Please
said,
don't
he's
forget
done
me.
This. This I'm... Is, Huh? This has been his shtick.
Yeah. I don't. He
These
annoys me.
Pranks.
He's always annoyed me. I do like his friends, though. Some of the things. He's done a couple of things around, was it the Super Bowl once? Or was it the, it may have been around the Oscars. I don't know. He had a bunch of stars. And that sort of a show I found interesting. Because who doesn't want to see a whole bunch of stars in the same room to see how they get along? It's kind of like the celebrity game show.
Oh, Hollywood Game Night.
Hollywood Game Night.
I love
That's
that one.
Okay. Well, that was close. All right, let's see here. Another item of interest this week. Can you figure out what's going to happen to the loud music killer? He was convicted of four of the five counts, 20 years apiece, puts him away for pretty much the rest of his life. He was not found guilty on the most serious charge, but apparently it doesn't make any difference because he's going away anyway. Right. Although
you know what gets me about him?
What?
You can argue all you want that it was, you know, you felt threatened, you felt like it was an attack. But when you kill someone and then you leave the scene and you just go order pizza with your girlfriend in a hotel room,
yeah.
you got to show a little remorse, I think. I don't know. Just the respect for human life.
I mean, I've been around. I've been interviewing people all my life. And one look at him and you know that there's something there that doesn't get to the top. He's just, you look at his smirk. He's not a connected human being. Let's put it that way. So, at any rate, a lot of people think that it showed a weakness in our jurisprudence system. I don't know. Does it? If a guy kills somebody and he gets 80 years for it, I think that's okay. I think there's, if he never gets out of jail again, you got to make sure he doesn't get out of jail. That's it. There's a lot of discussion, and I think it's being twisted somewhat. Kenny, tell me what you think. The FCC has been under scrutiny. I actually started talking about this last Friday, I think. And this week it became more of a hot button. A lot of radio programs, especially news talk radio programs in radio stations where they have newsrooms, finding themselves wondering whether the FCC under the former leadership was really, this was an Obama appointee who started this, I guess you'd consider it a newsroom study. What is the critical information that people in local markets need to have? And so whether this is a stretch or not, I mean, you can read it a couple of different ways. I don't think the government has any business in any form. I don't even like the government, frankly, owning the licenses.
Correct.
For radio stations, television
and
stations.
And this is what gets me thinking, because this, and just to be really clear with what happened here, the FCC sent out these surveys, and you had to write, you know, all
in
these...
In one community, I think it was someplace
right.
in North Carolina.
And you had to write down all of these, you know, very kind of personal things, I mean, to the point where they want to even talk to reporters about if reporters had ever felt threatened to do a certain story by their boss. I mean, just really kind of crazy stuff. But if the FCC starts making a practice of this across the board, Dougie, first of all, I can't imagine it would be that could possibly be legal.
Uh-huh.
But secondly,
well,
I mean,
but these people want to push. The people
they control
in the current
the
administration,
licenses,
they
though.
Just want to push. Get as much as you can of your agenda.
Right.
Taken care of before time runs out.
And how scary is that? No matter what side you're on, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, it's just very, very frightening for people to know where you stand, what your skews. But then the FCC is the one that grants licenses. So if they don't like what you're doing, are they going to make problems for you? Are they going to take away your license?
You can certainly spin it that way.
That's rough. That's not good.
Make it seem you can twist it around, whether that really was what the idea was or not. The old fairness doctrine, it really did put a damper on, and would, if it were reenacted, a damper on the kind of political talk radio that we have in our country right now. So this is really nonsense, but yet there's an intimidation factor and a fear factor that goes along with it. Whether we've exaggerated it for our own purposes or not remains to be seen. I've heard a lot of stuff on the radio this week that was way beyond what was the scope of this study. The other side of it is, though, sometimes if you don't exaggerate something...
Yeah, if you don't scrutinize
then,
something,
right,
it's going to just slip right in.
People accept things more easily now because of all of the technology that lulls you to sleep.
Yeah.
Right, all
and
of the
for the fact that people don't care because they don't think that they're important enough to do anything to fix it. Sadly.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, working our way through some of the issues this week. Thinking about George Zimmerman. Not
why?
Much. Yeah,
yeah. Why?
Why would I waste any more? Okay, so let's not talk about him. In California, what's the minimum wage here? We're all in California at the moment.
$9, I think.
Is it $9?
I'm not sure, but I think it's around 9.
Mm-hmm.
9 or 10.
Right.
I think it's 9.
So this debate as to whether to bring it to $10.10.
That's the national, federal, national minimum wage.
So is the number, if I'm trying to remember which number is associated with which story, the Obama health care legislation, supposedly a job killer, a half a million jobs or more, maybe a million, or was that number ascribed to what happens if the minimum wage goes to 10-10? Is that how many jobs are lost? I'm trying to put the right number
There's
with the right story.
There's 50 something million jobs that will be lost with the with the upgrade
million.
Of the no, yeah, seriously, or 56,
50 million? No,
50. Oh gosh, let me look it up.
Can't be 50 million.
Come on.
As bad as it is, it couldn't be that bad.
No, there was some terrible number. But,
yeah, well,
you know, I also read certain websites that might.
I know.
Play up the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, the FCC will take a look at those next.
Screw that. Yeah. scrutinize the discussion there. Okay, let's see here. As I left the farm yesterday, last night actually, it was starting to snow again. Taking off from the airport about 8 o'clock last night on the East Coast, it was beginning to, it was rain and fog, and temperature had gone up to 46 yesterday. It was inverted when I landed here late last night. It was 64 when I got off the plane. And it just sort of thinking about California and the weather here and the weather back on the farm and back on the East Coast. And even though we're all part of the same country, we're in this together. I was on the plane with a guy who's a friend of mine who lives here in Santa Monica. And he also has a home in Massachusetts. He's from Massachusetts originally. And my son and I were friends of his when we lived over in his neighborhood before I moved over here. And he still is there. And he was sort of teasing me. He has to go back, like I do, back and forth during the winter time for his business. And he was just back for 10 days, and he said he said psychologically it was really beginning to get to him. And I said I understood that. The psychology of me being on my farm yesterday for just a 24-hour period to see not only what was going on, and by the way, so many people, as an aside here, have donated supplies for the injured cows. There's a place if you want to go to EastleyFarm.com to help if you want to help us rebuild the barn. The coverage of this has been very, very good all over, even in the radio trades, interestingly enough, because it's a human interest story. The cows, I just was reading a report from one of my guys who's there in the hospital pen with the cows this morning. It looks like we're going to lose another one. Because she's just not responding. She won't eat. And they were in there. I wish I had a picture of this. Imagine these two grown men, and they moved the cow around, moved her over. And because she wasn't eating, they mixed some brewer's grain, which has a sort of sweetness to it, in with some really good hay. And they actually stuck it down her throat so that she would chew on it enough to get her rumen working and enough to get the cud going. And they actually did get her to do that. But, you know, that's one of the things, and I say this lovingly because it was something that I've tried to instill and teach in all the people who have come to work on the farm, and they get it. They understand the difference between my farm and, you know, somebody else's farm, and that's not to denigrate what goes on in somebody else's farm. I just have a strong feeling about these animals. So anyway, these guys are working, and the other cows that were of concern seem to be coming around. There's two of the four that were badly hurt that are they're coming along wonderfully, including my favorite old cow, Diamond. There's a picture. I don't know if that's the picture you posted on Facebook, Kenny, of me with the cows in the hospital lot. But this cow, Diamond, who is a real tough character, I remember her from when. She wasn't born on the farm. I had gone to a farm to pick up a couple of cows. This is about, she's 15 or 16 now, I think. And there was a calf. She's not a purebred anything. She's a brown cow that came out of a Normandy, which is a sort of bigger breed, and a Jersey. And she's kind of funny looking. And she had a big diamond on her forehead. And she was 2 years old, and because she didn't fit with this guy's herd, he was going to send her to the veal factory. And I looked at her and said, no, she's coming with me.
Aww.
And I remember just how she was. Everybody, she was a character as a calf and a character as a cow. She just had that sort of character to her. And whether or not it was because of all the attention we paid to her because she had a big diamond on her forehead or not, I don't know. But she is now, she took over for Peaches with me when Peaches died last year.
Your new fave.
Yeah, as my favorite. And this is a neat old cow. So, anyway, but...
And by the way, I had the wrong five number, not to interrupt you. It was 500,000 jobs.
For which of the two problems? Minimum wage?
Minimum wage.
Yeah, okay. So how many jobs get lost, though, to go back to that for a moment, with the health care? Isn't there some number like, there is like a $5 million, a 5 million person number.
Bigger.
I think that's what's attached to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody, let's not talk about that because that doesn't get our message out. All right, so anyway, that's we've got a lot of things that we're updating here, and that's cool. That's what we're about here on Good Day, 14 before the hour.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid Plus Up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14. Excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things, because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Let me know. Yeah, what? Oh, yeah, what?
Are we back?
A subtle, very subtle cue. This portion of the program brought to you by Intuit TurboTax.
We didn't let anything rip roar.
It's amazing what you're capable of. Use Intuit TurboTax to do your taxes.
Yeah.
It's Friday the 21st. Talking about things that are going on and around. Catherine Heigl is in the news. Is it Heigl or Heigl?
Heigl.
I'm never quite sure I pronounce her name correctly. She wants to raise money. She's doing a what looks like a crowdfund. Am I right about this?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. She's doing the same thing that Veronica Mars did in raising money for the movie.
Isn't that the Veronica Mars movie's out now? Isn't it?
It's
coming
gonna
out
be. They're
soon?
Working on it now. They raised enough.
Yeah. So Heigl needs $15 million to finish a movie, but she hasn't done that well in the movie, so who's going to invest? He's okay on television.
She used to be able to open a movie, and then she kind of went wah, wah, wah. It was kind of right. Downhill.
Mm-hmm. It's called Jenny's Wedding, about a lesbian who decides to marry her partner.
She said, raise some money.
In her Facebook page, we could really use your help. And we have lots of really exciting perks. See, that's what you got to do with a crowd fund. You have to give people. We learned that. I did a crowd fund for... I did a crowdfund for the farm, didn't I, last year?
You did.
I didn't know at the time, after I found an expert, he said, well, you know, these crowdfundings never really work.
No,
where
really?
Were you when I wanted to, when I needed your help earlier on?
Everybody well, told you how great crowdfunding was.
Well, yeah, but it didn't work for farms, as it turned out. Anyway, so you can get a wedding album worth $300. That's one of the perks for this thing. I don't know which site she's on, though. Do we know which site that she's
on? I don't. I couldn't find that in the story either.
Indiegogo or yeah, whatever, Kickstarter. So, but the point isn't so much where it is, but the fact that yet another star is using this vehicle to get the money to finish a movie, which is clever on their part, I think. It's the New World Order. 51 after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk time. Is that redundant if I say it's time for Tech Talk time or if I just say it's Tech Talk time?
It's
that's probably
Tech
better.
Talk time.
It is Tech Talk time. So we're going to present to you our reporter, Shelley Palmer, in just a moment, who will talk with you about how you can leave your laptop behind and use just an iPad no matter what you want to do with it. And then I want to get into this Facebook purchase of WhatsApp. We'll have time for that as well, discussing both of those items in our purview here on Good Day. Stand by for that.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 2/22/14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, iPads have advanced to the point where they can do most things a full computer can do. Certain things, like photography and photo editing, are still better left to a computer, but if you're a photo hound and want to give up your laptop forever, it's not impossible to make the switch. Here's what to do. To offload photos directly from your camera, Apple accessories like the iPad Camera Connection Kit or Lightning to SD card reader will let you move photos directly onto your iPad. Storing them can be tough, though, even if you shell out for a top-of-the-line 128GB iPad. To keep all that data organized and keep free space on your tablet for apps and other documents, cloud services like Dropbox or Amazon Cloud Drive can do the trick, as can home-based cloud networks and networked attached storage devices. Finally, photo editing will always be better on a computer, but apps like iPhoto and Adobe Photoshop Touch offer decent options for touching up your photos. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through February 28th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, Facebook made another huge purchase yesterday. They bought WhatsApp Inc., a cool $19 billion. I had never heard of this app before. I must be the only person in the country who has not heard of it. It's a mobile messaging system, I found out, and it was founded by a couple of Yahoo co-workers now are going to be a lot richer than they were.
You call them Yahoos, I call them rich.
Right. He's 37. He's a Ukrainian.
Oh.
Came with his mother when he was 16.
But he's glad he did.
He went through high school on food stamps.
Wow.
Got a job at Yahoo when he was right out of school. Met a fellow named Brian Acton. That was the two of them who left the company in 2007. They were turned down. They went to,
Zuckerberg?
Facebook? What is it?
Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, yeah. And he said they didn't know anything, he wouldn't hire them.
Wow. Well, so you know what? I'll tell you what, that's the American dream.
Yeah. They went out on their own. They said, okay, here it is to you, Mr. Robinson or Mr. Zimmerman. And so now Zuckerman, whatever his name is, goes out for these kids. Well, they're not kids now. They're in their late 30s. They're going to get $19 billion in cash and in stock.
Wow.
So how about them, Apple?
Well, good for them.
Yep, I said that too. Especially, it's got to be, you got to feel good when you go, when Zuckerberg comes to you after he wouldn't give you a job.
Yeah, and then he has to suck up to you and buy something.
He could have had all of this.
I know, it would have been
good. Now it costs him, what, $19 billion or whatever it is, $16 billion. I don't know what the right number is, but
just always, you know what, your failures always happen for a reason, right?
Just absolutely God love him, exactly. I don't want to hold that thought when it comes to the farm, Jennifer. Thank you. 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.